I thought the crowd were excellent tonight, very, very vocal, and I think probably that's a consequence of them enjoying, I think, what they saw tonight. And we wasn't always as clinical in front of goal as maybe we could have been, had a lot of possession. But I think the two goals in the first half gave us real sort of a scope and enthusiasm to try and get more.
What pleased you most about the performance, Chris?
I think just a fluency in our game. I thought at times our passing was very good. We did attempt to, they played a system that we felt it was going to be tough to break down, three at the back, and of course a lot of times that meant five at the back. But I thought we had good movement behind that, good runners behind that, and I thought we threatened most of the game.
You changed things around tonight, particularly in the centre of midfield. What was your thinking behind those changes, Chris?
I just think we're at a stage now with what we've got in the squad that I think we are able to make some changes to freshen up a little bit, and that was it. You know, we're at the start of a season, we go into seven games in a three and a half week period or whatever, and it does give me that opportunity to change things.
Interesting, I was watching when it was 3-0. Kristen, pleased though you clearly were. You're still demanding more from your players at that stage in the match.
I think because at that stage you want to score more if you can, but you're up against a team that are going to be resilient and they're going to work as hard as they can. And I thought they did. I thought they came out second half very spirited, but I was also desperate that we didn't concede, because we had a few sloppy moments. I thought in the latter part of the game, they've had a few efforts to goal. We've needed Nicky to make a good save for us. And I was desperate that we didn't concede, because I thought it was a good enough night that we didn't need to be able to do that.
Just a word on Nicky Maimpar. I mean, he's waited for his chance, and you know, it's never easy when he's spending a lot of time sitting on the bench.
No, but I think he's had a good involvement pre-season. David had a bit of an injury at the first part of pre-season, which meant that Nicky was involved in, of course, a lot of the games. So probably he's had more involvement at this stage of the season than he did last pre-season. So yes, he's waiting for his opportunity, and I have to say I thought he was excellent today.
Final question, and we've spoken about central midfield. Oliver Norwood, his home league debut, but he seemed to settle into the side and the pattern that you were playing very easily, Chris.
Yeah, well, I think it was the type of game that I think with the system that we played, I think we got a lot of the ball. I think we had a lot of possession, and Ollie's certainly one of them ones that enjoys the ball. He's got a good range of passing, so I think that helped him. But he is a lad that settled in very quickly. He's for a young one. He's an experienced championship campaigner. This is a player that was playing in the Euros in the summer. So we expected him to settle in very quickly, and he is a good player.
The way the results have gone tonight, the Albion actually top of the league tonight. I know you'll take no notice of that, but you must be really pleased with this start, Chris.
I think top of the league is immaterial. What I am pleased with is the way we've gone about our business in these four games. You know, and I have to say I was equally as pleased in the cup game that we had here, where we managed to change the team and we had a very, very young side out. But they've been excellent right through pre-season. We've started well, and I suppose a lot of people were looking at us to see how we would start after, of course, the end of last season, and really delighted that we've started well.